You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is inviting Altoona area residents to a public meeting on planned infrastructure improvements this week. The public meeting for the resurfacing project on U.S. Highway 12 between Industrial Drive and the Fall Creek Bridge will be held at the Lake Altoona County Park Clubhouse on Friday at 10 a.m. Construction is scheduled to begin on August 11th and wrap up in November. The project will see lane closures for resurfacing work, culvert repairs, and drainage improvements, but the highway will remain open to traffic. The Menominee City Council has approved a new nonprofit grant program. Under the new program, $50,000 has been set aside for area nonprofits in the 2026 calendar year. Officials say the application-based system will make it easier for the city to budget the aid distributed to those organizations each year. Nonprofits seeking funding through the grant program will be able to submit applications from January 1st to February 28th. The City Council will review the applications by the end of March and distribute the grant funding by June 1st. A Barron County judge has denied a request for a temporary injunction that would have paused an infrastructure improvement project in Rice Lake. The request was filed by M. Jolma, an Ashland-based contractor that claims it was passed over for the project on Ann and Lee Streets despite submitting the lowest bid. Judge Maureen Boyle ruled against granting the injunction, but the lawsuit will go forward. The City of Rice Lake and Rice Lake Utilities Commission have filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, which will go before the court on August 22nd. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the recipients of 2025 Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Awards. A total of $250,000 in funding was distributed to nine companies across the state, including Almena Meat Company in Barron County, Good News Farms in Pepin County, and Hickerson Meats and Processing in Burnett County. Each recipient was required to match the amount of the grant funding received, with a maximum of $50,000 available per project. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents interested in participating in the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities to apply for the program by September 15th. According to a press release, there are thousands of acres of land available for the special hunt. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so interested hunters are being advised to contact potential sponsors as early as possible. The program seeks to offer hunters with disabilities the chance to easily participate in the sport with proper accommodations. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for schools and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current law states that parents can waive the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons by submitting a written statement. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. Eau Claire County's Emergency Management Division is seeking input from the community on its draft hazard mitigation plan. The mitigation plan covers 5 years of efforts to reduce risks from things like natural disasters or incidents involving hazardous materials. The county is required to have a mitigation plan to qualify for certain grant funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A copy of the proposed plan can be reviewed at the county emergency management offices, and residents can provide feedback through August 15th. Newly appointed Barron County Sheriff Jody Kumet was sworn into office this week. A swearing-in ceremony for Kumet was held on Monday, just a few weeks after she was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers. She will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027, following his retirement in June. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue announced the distribution of over $1.4 billion in shared revenue and property tax credit payments to local governments on Monday. The payments are meant to support municipalities in providing local services and reducing the tax burden for property owners. According to a press release, tax credits like the increased school levy tax credit and the first dollar credit will appear directly on property tax bills. More information on the shared revenue program can be found on the Department of Revenue's website. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from implementing a provision in the new federal budget that would block Medicaid funding for healthcare services at Planned Parenthood, including cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to healthcare. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. Although it will most likely be the box office champ again this weekend, Marvel is hoping the Fantastic Four First Steps becomes an actual hit. Sounds funny to say that, even though it made $117 million domestically, but to truly become a summer blockbuster, it will need to have legs. The studio is hoping for a take of $45 to $52 million in its second week. Its challengers are Naked Gun and The Bad Guys 2. The prognosticators say despite good box office expectations for both films, they won't come close to dethroning Fantastic Four. If you're a theater owner or work for the Hollywood studios, it's pretty much good news all the way around when it comes to the 2025 summer box office earnings. According to Deadline, year-to-date numbers are up 13% over the same period last year. Summer 2025 is almost $3 billion ahead of summer 2024, thanks to 4 of this summer's releases having a $100 million plus opening weekend. Keep up the good work, movie fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.